Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. This is Pastor Sean Harris on this Good Friday. 103 degrees in Fayetteville. 103 degrees with temperatures in supposed to be even hotter tomorrow. But for a moment, I want to look at the article from the Baptist Press. Why the Dead Scroll Sea or the Dead Sea Scrolls Matter. Why the Dead Sea Scrolls Matter. Coming to us from Fort Worth, Texas, from the Baptist Press. When a Bedouin shepherd discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls in Israel in the 1940s, few people immediately understood their importance. After taking the scrolls back to his camp, the shepherds left one of them on the ground to be torn apart by children, while one person reportedly used another scroll fragment to wipe a baby's bottom. As the scrolls made their way to the antiquities dealers and scholars, some refused to accept their antiquity. In 1948, however, biblical archaeologist Albright of Johns Hopkins University examined some photographs of the scrolls, dating them quickly to the 2nd century BC. Albright dubbed these scrolls the greatest manuscript discovery of modern times. Now, more than half a century after the discovery of these scrolls, few would debate Albright's claim. But what makes these scrolls the most important find of the 20th century? The Dead Sea Scrolls and the reliability of Scripture. According to Ryan Stokes, assistant professor of the Old Testament, Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, the Dead Sea Scrolls affirm the reliability of Old Testament text, taking scholars much closer to the original autographs of Scripture, that is, to the inerrant texts of the Old Testament as they were first written by their authors. These are some of the very oldest copies of the Old Testament that we have, certainly some of the oldest in the original Hebrew and Aramaic, said Stokes. The older copies, the closer we get to the chronologically to the autographs, the fewer copies there are between the original Old Testament writings and the copies we have. In fact, the Dead Sea Scrolls are 1,000 years older than the oldest complete manuscript of the Hebrew Bible, called the Codex Lenigradinus, dated A.D. 1008. As a result, Stokes explained, the scrolls put us in a better position than we were before their discovery to ascertain how the Old Testament developed and how faithfully the Old Testament text had been preserved over the millennia, or the 1,000 years. In large part, the scrolls have shown that though through the millennia, scribes faithfully copied the Old Testament, and that the Hebrew text translated into modern Christians accurately represents the Bible that Jesus read and the Bible as it was originally written. The Bible is reliable. The texts we have accurately relay to us what was in the original autograph, said Eric Mitchell, associate professor of the Old Testament. The Dead Sea Scrolls, however, differ in some ways from the latter manuscripts of the Hebrew Bible, most often due to spelling changes or to the difficulties of copying the scrolls by hand. But the scholars are not surprised by these variants and are confident in discovering the correct wording of the scripture by comparing copies of the text. In any case, Mitchell said, most of the variants of the Hebrew Old Testament are minor, having little theological significance, and leaving the meaning of the original text practically intact. Now, this is a little bit difficult for us in the 21st century because we are so used to perfect reproduction of everything. But in a day and age pre-printing press, everything is copied by hand. Everything is copied by hand. And oral tradition, or the communication of information through oral transmission, is in many regards a perfect science. It's just done exceptionally well. But minor textural variants are part of the equation when you're studying the Hebrew and the Greek New Testament, the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament. The Dead Sea Scrolls therefore show the reliability of the Bible and help scholars to confirm the original wording of the scripture. But they can also teach modern Christians much about the world in which Christ lived and in which the New Testament was written. They tell us more about what Jews were thinking and believing and how they were living around the time that Jesus lived in the time of the New Testament author, Stokes said. And that gives us some very important information and context for interpreting the New Testament. So it's important for you to realize that the Dead Sea Scrolls includes, but is not limited to, the Old Testament. So it includes, but is not limited to, the Old Testament. The Dead Sea Scroll group resembled the New Testament authors in what they were a messianic community, Stokes noted as an example of one similarity. Now the Dead Sea Scroll group did not think the Messiah had already come, but they believed he was coming in a very near future. So they were expecting the Messiah, and some of these things they said about the Messiah were the same things the New Testament authors said about the Messiah, and some of the same Old Testament passages that they used to talk about the coming Messiah were some of the same passages that the New Testament authors used to talk about Jesus. They differed, though, in some other regards, Stokes added. For example, the Yahad looked forward to the coming of two Messiahs, one from the royal line of David and another from another who would fulfill a priestly role. Also, they anticipated the coming of another eschatological prophet. Moreover, the Yahad did not expect the death and resurrection of their Messiah figures. In contrast, early Christians taught that Jesus was the prophet, priest, and king, whose death, burial, and resurrection and return were central to his mission. So in a sense, Jesus fulfilled many of these expectations, though differently from the way some people were expecting. So the Dead Sea Scrolls provide new information about the common questions and expectations of the first century Jews, including the crowds who flocked to hear Christ's teaching and see his miracles. They also show how the first century Jews interpreted scripture and which portions of the Old Testament which portions of the Old Testament they most often read. The biblical scrolls discovered the Quran, for example, show that this sect most often copied and used the books of Deuteronomy, Isaiah, and Psalms. The Old Testament books also quoted most often within the New Testament. Moreover, the New Testament authors used some of the same ways of reading and applying the Old Testament, though filtered through the lens of Christ's death and resurrection that the Dead Sea Scroll community and other first century Jews used. For these reasons, Stokes said, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls has forever changed New Testament scholarship. Interesting enough, as we conclude this short podcast, I want to draw your attention to a middle section of the article. The author writes, on a rare occasion, however, the Dead Sea Scrolls have preserved a textual variant rich with theological significance. All right, let me say that again. On rare occasion, however, the Dead Sea Scrolls have preserved a textual variant rich with theological significance. Take Psalm 22:16, for instance, a passage that Christians understand as referring to Jesus' crucifixion. The Septuagint, a Greek version of the Old Testament translated before the time of Christ and often used by the early church, supports the translation of Psalm 22:16 in the King James Version and many other English Bibles. And here's the exact rendering we're looking at. They pierced my hands and my feet. But for centuries, Hebrew text of Psalm 22:16 did not support this translation. According to the Masoretic text, the Hebrew Bible preserved by Jewish scribes throughout the Middle Ages, the verse reads, "Like a lion are my hands and my feet." Since the Masoretic text was for many years the oldest and most reliable version of the Hebrew Old Testament, this created a problem for Christians who see a reference to Christ in this verse. But this problem was resolved when scholars discovered that the much older Dead Sea Scrolls confirmed the reading found in the English translations. So we can speculate at this point that what may have happened is that the rendering of Psalm 22:16 was changed by the Masoretic scribes in order to detract from Christ. However, the Dead Sea Scrolls pre-Christ. Therefore, there's a strong possibility that the original text is exactly as what is preserved in the King James Bible in Psalm 22:16. So this helps me as a reader and you as a listener to gain a better appreciation for these things that we call textual variants, the difference between the Hebrew, the Septuagint, the importance of studying what is available, and through this thing that is often referred to as textual criticism, there is an incredible ability to have great confidence in the manner in which God sovereignly preserved His Word. And who knows what will be discovered in the years to come. No one in the 1930s thought that such a great discovery of manuscripts would occur, preserved in such impeccable conditions as the Dead Sea Scrolls were. And there's nothing saying that there aren't more scrolls in another cave, in another location that God has sovereignly preserved. All that was found in the 1940s could be found again and could be even older and could be even more confirming of the original text. And so these types of discoveries are important for us to be aware of so that we as Christians can talk intelligently with others. Thanks for listening. Follow me at Twitter at @pastor_sean. Follow me on Twitter at @pastor_Sean, S-E-A-N, or send me a note, pastoratbbc@gmail.com, pastoratbbc@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.